is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Holly, it's our favorite Dirt Alert of the week, the Friday Dirt Alert.
The Friday Dirt Alert, a little chef surprise. You guys are just done with some music trivia, yeah. Learned a lot in that last segment. Mm-hmm. My goodness. All right, so the big story on The Hollywood Reporter this afternoon is the promise that the Oscars are going to be joyous this
year. My word, they are really, really worried about this, aren't they?
Yeah, well, they're really worried about the Oscars, particularly because they're worried that no one's going to be watching. Over on the other trade, at the other side of town, Variety reporting just the award shows, nobody is watching them, down like 60-70% mm-hmm. in viewership this year compared to last year. You know, it's kind of been a year. Maybe some people aren't really interested in watching these shows, but the producers of the Oscars are saying that this is going to be seriously innovative, the Oscars, they're promising. The portion of the program that's going to be unfolding at LA's Union Station. So they really want you to watch, you guys. They really, really
and they promise,
want you to watch.
Yeah. They promise it'll be nice and uplifting.
Yes.
They promise.
They promised. Steven Soderbergh, who's a big-time producer and director in Hollywood, he said of the stage at Union Station, the sets are being built now. It's going on around the clock. He's like, we'll be there for sure. And the question is, who will be there with us? So they're trying to work out safety, logistics. They're also working around Union Station being a working train station. Like, it is in use. People ride the train. But a set is being built inside Union Station. It's a lovely space.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're going to be doing with it, but obviously it's going to be exciting.
I wonder if this is going to be like some of the, like the actors that are there, they'll all have been vaccinated. You know, they're going to have follow that. But if they'll like this experience more, because there won't be as much hullabaloo, there won't be this big huge red carpet, or if they'll miss that and they're kind of ready for it.
Well, one of the producers did say, Lori, about what their biggest takeaway was, but actually the producer talking was produced the Grammys in February.
Because that was so good.
Well, that was, yeah. So people actually liked the Grammys, and the producer of the Grammys, his name is Jesse Collins. He said one of the biggest takeaways of doing the Grammys was a sense of community among artists, that everyone loved being in a room mm-hmm. watching other people perform. Sure. He said that everyone was tired of being inside the house. Everybody wanted to see Harry Styles, wanted to see Bruno Mars. So I think that they're hoping that they're going to capture that excitement of just the actors being in the room with other actors and other performers, whatever they're going to be doing.
I already have my DVR set for the red carpet, for both red carpet. Yeah. I mean, you know, we will watch this.
Like, I mean, it's just important, too, how monumental it is with history and everything.
But people don't care. Too. They're not watching award shows. They watch them afterwards. They watch little segments.
That's true.
I mean, they just, there's a lot of people that don't even have network TV.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
Yeah, you know, if you don't even have TV at all, you still can go buy your digital bunny ears at your big box store. It's going to cost. I have that at my house.
You do?
Yes, because I don't have cable. Okay. And so I wanted to watch award shows live, and I wanted to watch certain things. So you just go and you get your little bunny ears and you set them up. And
like the olden days.
Like the olden days.
Foil, make a foil sculpture.
Kind of move it around. I didn't know that still worked. Yeah. I like that.
But they're digital, so you have to get the ones that are digital. But just go to your big box store. They're like $15-$20. So it is worth it.
Okay.
And again, the Oscars are going to be on April 25th. And, you know, the award shows, they've been trying. What is really been fun, though, is watching actors and artists of all kind do their staged quote-unquote red carpet performances for social media.
Yeah,
because people have gotten really adventurous with fashion in a way that is just lovely, delightful, and refreshing. Because about 10 years ago we got in that rut of old Hollywood glamour.
I know.
And you know,
styled by a stylist, no one picking out anything except a person scattered here and there. Yeah, it became very predictable.
Yeah. So people are taking a lot of fashion risks and expressing themselves through fashion. And you know what? Hey, I'm sitting on the couch scrolling on Instagram.
Yes.
So it's very welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Chrissy Teigen back on Twitter after 23 days.
Shocking nobody. This is like her way to get attention now.
Yeah. Bears poop in the woods and the sky is blue. Chrissy Teigen had to come back to Twitter.
Yeah,
so she took a 23-day break. Now, she did say of coming back to Twitter, she's gonna take the bad with the good, and that
she made such a production about leaving. And right. We all said, this isn't going to last. Instagram doesn't give you, doesn't scratch the attention itch it's like Twitter.
Absolutely not. For her, at least, you know.
Yeah, well, and you could see what was fascinating, too, is that Chrissy Teigen quit Twitter, which was her platform that she used to gain notoriety and fame and celebrity.
Yeah, queen of Twitter.
Yeah, the queen of Twitter. She left that. Then she, it seems like the PR analysis of Chrissy Teigen is she left immediately, then was on the cover of People's Most Beautiful mm-hmm. issue. They did exclusive after exclusive on her. Mm-hmm. People.com sourcing information from her Instagram account. Chrissy Teigen quite active on Instagram, but again, mm-hmm. to your guys' point,
you don't get in, you don't get your back and forth interaction, which she wants and missed.
Yeah, and which is quite frankly very lucrative for Chrissy Teigen.
It's got to be.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's got, you know, her new house cleaning line with Kris mm-hmm. Jenner. She has, you know, who, goodness knows what kind of hosting deals, endorsement deals. So, you know, it is part of her brand.
Well,
unquote.
And she's also like, if I'm so funny, you know, who's, if I don't tweet it, how does it really have even happen? Was it real if I don't tweet it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's back. And if you want to follow her, go ahead and see what Chrissy Teigen is up to over on Twitter today.
But I feel like that's like the third or is that the third time at least she's quit Twitter?
Oh, I feel like this
it might be more.
Well, I know in the past that she has made her account private so that if you weren't a follower of Chrissy Teigen, you couldn't access her information. But then eventually she let that go and just made it public again. I mean, there's been a lot of back and forth. And, you know, there's been many celebrities who have had fraught relationships with social media. So this is not uncommon for people to be like, I'm done.
And right. Then like, and they come back. They come crawling back.
They do. Obviously, 23 days later.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. All right. Happy Friday, guys.
Okay. Have a good weekend, Holly. Thanks so much. When we come back, we got weekend picks. That is such a good song, Roxette. I loved her hair.
I did too.
She had such cute hair. And I think she died.
No.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think she did. And like Damian Lewis's wife, the actress, his wife today, Margaret McCrory, who passed away, I think she was like in her 50s or
really
something.
Young.
Yes, damn it.
And I always heard that Roxette kind of broke here in Minneapolis because some foreign exchange student went over to Sweden or whatever, came back and like gave a tape to WLOL and was like, hey, you got to hear this band. And it kind of blew up from here.
Really? Wow. Yeah. That's so good. Okay. We've got our weekend picks presented by AARP Minnesota. Rocco, we'll let you go first.
All right. Well, I was looking for something to do this weekend, and I saw that Kat Perkins was doing two shows at Crooners.
Yeah,
but it turns out they're sold out, but you can buy a live stream if you want for like $15 and have it in your own home.
Nice.
So that's it. I also was looking up, I was trying to figure out if anybody else was streaming this weekend, and I found a good source for finding live streams, and it was jambase.com. Yeah. That's jam, as in jam band, and base.com/livestreams. And I found out like a handful of people I love are playing this weekend, including the Mountain Goats, Todd Snyder, the Decemberists.
Ooh, I love the Decemberists.
Yes, they're doing like a series of 20th anniversary shows, so I think that's Sunday night. And then Sharon Van Etten. So I was like, wow, there's a lot of good stuff. So check out jambase.com/livestreams to find a good live stream you can watch.
Nice.
And I found too, and maybe you've dealt with this too, Davina. Sometimes some places offer, oh, hey, we have this live stream. You have to watch it like right here, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's others where it's like, hey, if you buy it now, you can watch it like anytime between now and
whatever day
it is. Like
and I like those too because sometimes, you know, you just don't have time. So,
absolutely.
The other one thing that I'm kind of excited about is that tonight is the opener for the Loons in the Major League Soccer. And they're going, they're playing Seattle, Lori.
Oh, are they?
The team that knocked them out of the semifinals last year. And that's at 8:30 tonight from Seattle. So, watch that on your television.
Oh, yeah. People will be watching that. Are you kidding me?
I know.
All right. That's very good. Okay, I'll just go next. I got a couple music ideas for you. The Minnesota Music Cafe, the Magic Sunshine Band MSC. Is playing tonight.
Nice.
And that place, you do have to, it's big enough in there and they can take quite a few people, but you have to make reservations because they've got a capacity. But I think the Magic Sunshine Band, I feel like that's the old Boogie Wonderland.
Oh, that makes sense.
I could picture that.
Yeah. I mean, I think they had to change the name. There might have been a fight or something, sure. But that's basically the band. So that's, you're going to be dancing at, thanks to Chris Riemenschneider, Medina, I guess, is reopening. You know, that place is huge in there.
I played there. Yeah.
And Church of Cash is playing tonight.
Oh,
and
if you've met,
they're so good. And yeah. That guy sounds just like Johnny Cash. That's tomorrow night at Medina.
They have good wild rice soup.
Yes,
the restaurant,
do.
And they're just let you
they
know.
Do. So on the west side
isn't
of town,
bowling there too.
They've bowling. They've got a motel. Yeah. It's just huge in Medina.
Yeah.
So Church of Cash tomorrow night, and then Sunday, Patty Peterson is presenting Memories, the Music of Barbara Streisand.
Ooh.
And that's in the big room at the Chan. And it's Patty Peterson, but Amy Lee is singing, Mary Jane Alm, and some other people. And they do, it's socially distanced and safe, and that's a big room, but you got to make reservations.
Sure.
But if you love your Barbara Streisand and Patty Peterson, they'll be performing. And then my one TV pick is the American Country Music Awards, the ACMs, are
this weekend?
Are on Sunday night on CBS, nice. And Mickey Guyton and Keith Urban are co-hosting. So
awesome.
we'll be watching that.
Nice.
That's awesome.
For an award show.
I just found out Keith Urban is short.
Yeah.
For
not,
you,
but,
just to let you know.
But doesn't have that short man attitude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff you can learn.
Yes,
on my talk is amazing. My pick, I have one because
okay.
I have no life, but I'm going to go to do you know, I live in Longfellow, South Minneapolis, right on it's called Howe, H-O-W-E, and there's a really wonderful restaurant that have great, amazing dinners and
salads. I love
salads.
That place.
And they also have a dog for the first time in my life. His name is Charlie. Hi, Charlie. And they have a dog menu too, which is really adorable.
Aww.
And so he loves the rice and the hamburger. And so I'm going to get that. And I'm going to get so many good, yummy appetizers and eat them all and see if I win the Guinness Book of World Records for
nice.
Eating them. So that's my pick for today.
That is a great
outside,
restaurant.
Yeah,
they've
really
outside,
good.
Inside.
Yeah.
It's a nice place.
They have wonderful brisket. Mm-hmm. They smoke their meats. And as a full bar, I'm not a big drinker. But I've seen their bars really beautiful and stacked, so that's really cool, too.
Yeah, all right, good.
Yeah.
Well, I thought for pickup lines today, you guys, I would give pickup lines for... I saw a photo of the pirate that we used to just all know and love so much, Johnny Depp, Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, he's creeping around Barcelona, promoting...
Barcelona.
The movie Minamata that, I don't know, nobody's watching it's about this real life guy. Anyway, poor Johnny. He's really the fact that he could not be talked out of suing that Amber and all this dirty laundry.
Ooh.
I mean,
he's
wrecked himself.
Fight. Yeah.
But anyway, I thought, and it might be somewhere in the world, National Pirate Day.
Ooh.
So I thought pirate pickup lines.
Okay.
These are going to be terrible.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, are you guys ready?
Yes. Yeah, I haven't been hit on, so I'm ready.
I must be hunting treasure because I'm digging your chest.
That's a good one.
That's pretty good. Well, you certainly put a shiver in me timber. Oh, no.
That was good.
Okay, let's see.
Okay.
My skull and crossbones aren't the only things I plan on raising tonight.
I might need to find some pirate music to have.
You should.
Find me some. This one could get you slapped. Nice poop deck on you, lady. Care for a swabbin'?
Careful, you want a swabbin'. Ooh, that kind of sounds like it hurts.
Slap! Slap. Let's see. I got me a bad case of scurvy, and your grapefruits are the only cure. And I'm looking at Davina's boobs as I'm saying this, pretending I'm a man. And
okay,
you've got a nice
rack. I do. Oh, I shouldn't. I'm on camera right now.
Let me stick me cannon in your pothole. That is Davina and the Vagabonds. And that's Davina singing with herself and her band. Looking like a darling. Darlene Wench in here. You were really good inspiration for my pirate pickup lines.
I tried.
And then I find out that Justice for Johnny Depp is trending on Twitter, so it was
really?
Like meant to be.
Oh my goodness.
Meant to be
hashtag.
That we talk about him.
I have some stories that I'll have to tell you.
About Johnny Depp?
Not on the air, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They have a nickname for him in Key West. Because he did stuff in the Dry Tortugas, Four Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes.
And so he met a couple of my friends that worked at a club.
Yes.
You know, like a gentleman's club.
Yeah.
And so they have...
Was he a good tipper?
I didn't talk to them about that. I talked about his aroma.
Oh,
I guess
yes.
He was kind
patchouli
of,
and pot.
But he was a little stinky.
B-O-E.
And then they talked about other measurements and stuff. So, yeah.
Would we?
We'll talk about it later.
But it doesn't surprise me that he would be like, I bet he just doesn't wear deodorant.
He looks like he doesn't.
No.
You know, but they firsthand can tell you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
He just doesn't. Yeah.
And even being Johnny Depp back then, did that take away from the aroma? Because
I'm sure that they were fine with his aroma. I'm sure they were just, I mean, this was in prime first Pirates of the Caribbean. This is like, you know.
He was happily.
I mean, he was good looking in the 90s and the 80s
beautiful.
And the early 2000s. I mean, he's just, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's sad.
Oh, Johnny.
Oh, Johnny.
I wonder if he has a middle name.
I don't know, but...
That was my random thought. I know that was way earlier, but
no,
I
that's
shouldn't
all
have
right.
had that now. I'm just curious.
It's all right. There's just
Johnny
some...
Robert Depp.
Is it Johnny Robert?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying. That would probably be it. Floyd. Johnny Glenn.
Yeah.
Johnny Glenn
John
Depp.
John Glenn Depp.
Mm-hmm.
Named after an astronaut.
There really?
I'll look it up for you.
Okay, thanks. Thank you. It'll be in my brain then forever.
All right.
Christopher the Second.
Yeah, I guess
Johnny Christopher.
John Christopher Depp the Second.
Oh, that's
so fancy.
I wanted it to be not as fancy, but it's nice, Johnny.
From Owensboro, Kentucky.
He's from Kentucky?
The youngest of four children of waitress Betty Sue Palmer.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's a great name.
And civil engineer John Christopher Depp the First.
Ooh.
Yeah, John. What's happening right now is that Johnny Depp supposedly is proven with evidence that he was telling the truth and that Amber set him up as far as like the
really
physical assault and blah blah blah.
I'll have to read about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's
I don't.
So nasty, it's,
isn't it?
And it's hard, you know, because you don't want to.
He should
blame
have,
a victim, you know. So you're just kind of figuring out what to do here, you know.
If he'd never sued the Daily Mail,
it would have.
Two and a half years ago, no one would even be remembering any of this.
And now
what I mean? And now,
constant
in his own words.
Yeah.
And then the judge finds then at least 12 times. People Magazine could refer to him as a wife beater.
Yeah.
This is why you never explain, never complain from a PR standpoint.
That's totally makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
He should have met you.
That used to be his PR strategy.
Sure. Yeah.
It really was. That's how A-list.
Until all of a sudden, absolutely wasn't. Yeah.
And Tom Cruise did the same thing. He got rid of his person, then he decided he'd start Scientology mansplaining to people.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Lord.
Ugh.
Look what that did to him. We've never been able to look
I
at him the same.
I cannot forget the Oprah interview.
Yes.
That's just
terrible.
Like, it's always embedded in my brain.
We were all so uncomfortable.
Oh, Johnny and Tom.
Oh, Johnny and Tom. All right. So what else do we know? Any other plans besides the ones we shared in our weekend picks? Anything? Rocco, you're going to try the serpent.
Yep. I watched the first one. Yeah. Like I said, I don't, you know, it's kind of creepy. And the guy, the bad guy, you know, he doesn't have much personality, nor does his, co-conspirator.
Yeah. They're just setting the table.
Okay.
You're just getting the appetizer. That guy who plays the main character in The Serpent, his name is Tahir Rahim, and he was really great. If you have Hulu and you are looking for something to watch, there's a show called The Looming Towers with Jeff Daniels playing a real-life CIA guy, and it's based on David Wright's book called The Looming Towers, and it is about... what happened on 9/11 between the FBI and the CIA and how all of that was missed.
Yeah.
But it's a very story about all these people. And Tahir Rahim plays the Muslim FBI guy or CIA, I can't remember, sure, where he's kind of like able to sort of be on both, like, yeah, explain some things and help. He's brilliant in that. And then he's in the Mauritanian, which I don't know how we're going to watch that yet, with Jodie Foster plays his attorney. And he's this guy who's been in prison at Guantanamo Bay without, okay, charges for like 13 years or 17 years or whatever, sure, it is. True story.
Wow.
So he's a powerful actor, but
and he has some gigs.
He's, yeah, like he's, and Rocco, now, just stick with stick the with serpent it, because it is just laying the table for this true life, wild, wild, wild story.
Okay.
That's exciting.
And the Mauritanian, mm-hmm, is available. It's just, it's one of those that's $20.
Okay, it is. All right. So, oh, we can watch it anywhere. Yeah. Yeah. All right. And Minari's is supposed to be really good.
I'm disappointed.
Good.
I watched that, the biggest heist, the art heist. It's one of the top 10 on Netflix.
Netflix, right? Yeah.
Was it dumb?
Oh, okay. It was just miserable for me.
Okay,
fine. And not just me. The way that they did the storytelling. And I don't want to give a spoiler alert, yeah, but it was just...
Thank you for saving us time.
You're very welcome, because yeah, I was frustrated.
Yeah,
you know?
Forget
I was
it.
Like, get to it.
Okay, you know? So Davina, we're singing A Hard Day's Night tonight, so, today by the Beatles.
Yeah.
What was your inspiration?
I picked this because, A, I love the Beatles, and they've come up a couple times, too.
Yes, they have
in
today.
In this conversation, yeah. And The Hard Day's Night is a really cool movie that they did. You know, they put out... They were really like paving the path for multimedia, you know, one of the first. So they came out with, you know, The Yellow Submarine and A Hard Day's Night. So tonight or today in the history, I think it was 1967. I don't know. I'm just spouting off years and I don't know. But they did one of the scenes for A Hard Day's Night, one that is hilarious. They dressed up like policemen and ran around like... what's that?
The Keystone Cops. Or Benny Hill, Keystone Cops.
Yeah, right. So, and then I also thought, you know, people are getting off of work right now.
Right.
You know, they've been working hard. I know last night I worked my tush off with some business stuff. So, and it's a good song just to sing.
All right. You ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
And we're done. This is it. So we just put in A Hard Day's Night.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Here's that opening chord.